Hit us with the question.
All right, this one actually has a quiz.
Yeah. I was always joking about the quizzes.
No, this is an actual quiz.
And now you have an actual quiz for me. All right, I'm ready. I've been preparing this for months. Hit me with a quiz.
Okay, first off, is it Bernstein Bears or Bernstein Bears?
Bernstein Bears. Okay. E-E-I. Bernstein Bears.
Steen?
Yeah.
Or Stain?
Een.
Een, okay. Does Curious George have a tail?
Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He has a tail.
You gonna say yes?
Yeah, I'm gonna say yes.
Does the Monopoly Man have a monocle?
Yes, of course.
Does Fruit of the Loom have a cornucopia?
Yeah. It's a cornucopia and the fruits inside of it.
What is the famous line that Darth Vader says to Luke?
Well, I know this. It's I'm your father.
Yeah, but what's the full line?
Ugh, Luke, I'm your father. I don't know.
All right. What is the famous line to Snow White about the mirror?
Mirror, who's the fairest of them all?
And then
No, it's just one mirror. Mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
You think it's just one?
I think it's just one mirror.
Okay. And then in Risky Business, when Tom Cruise slides out during that very famous scene, what is he wearing?
Just a white button-down shirt and no pants.
Anything else?
Socks.
Anything else?
Sunglasses.
Anything else?
No.
Okay.
Okay. I'm confused by this quiz one.
Okay, so this is called the Mandela effect.
Okay.
Let me explain. I'm going to explain what this is. So there is Nelson Mandela is a human rights activist, and there is a clear subset of people who believe that, so he actually passed away in 2013, but there's a clear subset of people who believe that he passed away in the 80s.
Oh, okay. Well, he went to prison in the 80s, I thought.
Well, but here's the thing. So that's the piece. Like, there's a full separation. And what they found, they nicknamed this the Mandela effect because there's a subset of the population that believe he died in the 80s.
Like a legitimately large amount of people.
Yeah, like they watched the funeral,
right,
kind of a thing. And then they found all these other ones, and that's what I was quizzing you on. So the Bernstein Bears is actually the Bernstein Bears.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yep. Curious George does not have a tail.
What?
The Monopoly Man does not have a monocle.
No, he does have a monocle. 100%. Oh, Mr. Peanut's got a monocle. All right.
The Fruit of the Loom
does
not have a cornucopia.
I know for a fact some of these are legit. Okay, keep going.
Okay. The famous line from Darth Vader is, "No, I am your father."
Not Luke, I am your father?
See, and this is what we're going to talk about. The famous line from Snow White is, "Magic mirror on the wall."
Yeah, magic mirror. That was it.
That's the one you think? Do you think that's accurate?
Yeah, magic
mirror. See, I think it's mirror on the wall.
Magic mirror on the wall.
And then Tom Cruise does not wear sunglasses. And here's the thing. I swear he did.
He was wearing sunglasses.
He was wearing sunglasses, but there's no physical evidence of this. So this is an interesting piece. What happens is, so I'm going to go first into the psychological piece of that about how memory works and why this might be the case. But then I'm going to tell you what I really think.
The conspiracy theory of it.
Yes, the conspiracy theory of it, because I have a clear memory of the Bernstein Bears.
Yeah, me too. Bernstein Bears.
Not Stain.
Bernstein Bears.
Because Bernstein, what are you talking about? Yeah. I feel like I would have remembered that. I didn't think Curious George had a tail, though. I was pretty sure he didn't. I thought the Monopoly Man did have a monocle.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
I thought the Fruit of Loom had a cornucopia.
It did have a cornucopia.
I swear it did.
Yeah.
The Luke, I am your father. The thing with the movie quotes is that movies tend to get reused in things. So I was like, okay, maybe.
Because if you say, "No, I am your father," no one's going to know your context. But if you say, "Luke, I am your father," they go, Luke Skywalker, I get it.
Yeah, and then they move into that. I swear it was mirror on the wall.
Most people do, yeah.
Yeah, and then Tom Cruise had sunglasses.
Guaranteed,
100%. I know because it was the glasses of that
era. The Ray-Ban Wayfarers.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so.
And he puts them on at the end of the movie. I get that. But he was also wearing them
Well, that was because he was like, he slides in, mm-hmm. and it's like, cool guy, because like you put on sunglasses, but you don't put on pants?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's funny.
Yeah, I agree.
That's part of the funny, but okay.
And you said, I remember, because you said we're going to do Mandela Effect, but don't look it up, and I looked up a little bit.
Did you really?
And Looney Tunes.
Yes, the Looney Tunes. Like, Looney Tunes is spelled like T-O-O-N-S. That's how I believe it is.
But it's not. But it's apparently T-U-N-E-S. It's not.
Yeah, which is, I will die on that hill.
It's always been spelled tunes, like music.
You say that, but doesn't it look weird to you?
No, it doesn't. Tunes with the U is the way I remember it.
Oh, because tunes with the double O is because they're cartoons.
Yeah, and tunes because it was a Warner Brothers product to pitch their music.
You say that, but that doesn't sound right.
Whatever. Okay. All right.
So the psychology part of this is that, okay, so if we don't remember something very clearly, which our memories are not very clear, usually.
Photographic.
Yeah, they're not photographic. Our brain will fill in details, so it makes sense.
So Curious George is a monkey, monkeys have tails. I remember Curious George having a tail.
Yeah, or even like... If I was trying to remember how I got home from work the other day,
mm-hmm.
I really don't remember, but I'll be like, well, it makes sense that I went on this road and that road and then I went this way, right? Because our brain is like, oh no, this is how you got home.
That's how your memory works.
Even if you don't really actually remember doing it.
Okay.
Right? The longer it's been from recalling the memory, the less detail it has, which means when you do recall it, the more information needs to be put in.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
And then every single time you recall a memory, you change it a little bit.
I do know this. So you recall a memory. That's why our memories change over time.
Yes.
And that's why you can have two people who say, remember back in the day, and they're completely different stories.
Yes.
Because you're filling in your own information repeatedly over and over again every time you reminisce on that memory.
Well, and that's really an interesting part of this. So if there's two people who are retelling this story separate, the story will be usually pretty different. But if those two people tend to reminisce together about it, the memory will change in turn together.
Yeah, so that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and so it's quite easy to instill false memories in people. And that's why, like, as therapists, we need to be very careful about what we say and what we prompt. Because all you really need to instill a false memory is an anchor memory. So something that's very familiar, and then bounce from there. So one of the most common studies that they do in instilling false memories is getting lost in a mall or a shopping store.
Because everybody has that fear growing up, or they've been lost, or whatever it is. So it's an anchor memory of a kid.
Yeah, and so they'll say, oh, a man in a flannel shirt found you, and you can envision a man in a flannel shirt finding you and bringing you back to your mom.
Right.
Right? And so if you have some sort of anchor memory, you can create all kinds of things off of that.
Interesting.
Yeah, so false memories are actually really easy. And so that's why looking at these things, it's like, oh, okay, I could see how... If like a movie sentence is like, Luke, I am your father, has been replayed in different places, you would instill that into the movie.
Right.
Does that make sense? Okay. So then, did you know that 52% of wrongful convictions are due to eyewitness accounts?
Yeah, 100%. We are so bad eyewitness, such bad eyewitnessers.
Witnessing of the things.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Really bad. So 52%, that's a huge amount, mm-hmm. based on someone eyewitnessing. And it usually, with eyewitnesses, the less intimate of an interaction it is, the less likely it is accurate, of course. Right? And that's where video evidence comes in, and it's such an important part. Okay, so that's the psychology part of it.
Okay, that's what's really happening. Now give us your conspiracy theory.
You say that, but think about it. This is an example, because like the cornucopia, uh-huh. and the fruit of the loom,
mm-hmm.
that is, I can visualize it. I can see it, right? I have memories of it, right? I'm saying that maybe there's timelines. There's different timelines, like in Loki.
Uh-huh,
right?
Sure.
Right, the different timelines.
For those of you who haven't seen Loki, there's different timeline universes. That it's like multiverses.
The same ideas.
So this all is based on quantum theory.
Yes.
Probabilities. That's what quantum theory is. That anything that can happen will happen, and then they all happen on top of each other.
Right.
And it's so infinite, we can't really comprehend it. So,
but then there's only so many ways that it can come together.
Right.
And that's why realities, like if you had multiverses,
mm-hmm.
why they would look kind of similar.
So always why I lose one sock.
I was like, just,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. Keep going.
Anyway. Mandela effect. So there's this idea that we have different timelines, and that they will come together sometimes, and then they'll separate back out. And so like Risky Business, how he has the sunglasses, we were in the sunglass version, mm-hmm. multiverse.
Right.
And then we meshed with the non-sunglass multiverse, and that's the one that we're in now. Because one has sunglasses, one has not.
And then so they collided and mm-hmm. then separated again. And so we say, yes, the Monopoly Man had a monocle. Mm-hmm. Say, not in this universe. Mm-hmm. So are we jumping universes?
Well, that's the thing, is that some of us would be from one universe and some of us would be from other universes, and so they're pushing together.
So anytime you get a collision of universes, you go back and forth between one of them, depending. Yeah, so you could be totally different. Like my actual partner could be somewhere else.
Yeah.
You're a doppelganger. Is that what we're talking about?
Kind of.
Interesting.
Yeah, so this idea of the different timelines, or this can be evidence of time travel. So if little things are changing, so if I go back in time...
And I want to be the guy who does Monopoly. I want to be Parker Brothers, and I can say, I've got a great idea for Monopoly that came out in the 80s, mm-hmm. but I'm going to do it in the 40s. I'm going to build a magnet guy, and then you have no monocle. And mm-hmm. then they say, oh, I forgot the monocle. I was so close. But then everybody says, yeah, I remember the monocle on Monopoly Guy. And then there's no monocle on the Monopoly Guy.
Well, it can be that complex. Or it could be where, let's say that you briefly have a conversation with someone and they miss their train. Oh. And on that train, they meet their partner. And their partner and them brainstorm about the Monopoly Guy. And the partner is the one who suggests the monocle, but they never met their partner. So they still made Monopoly, but they made them without the monocle.
Okay, that one makes more sense.
So like a little ripple effect.
The butterfly effect.
The butterfly effect is a little different.
Oh, okay, whatever. This is the Mandela effect.
This is more of a ripple effect. Butterfly effect is that one thing occurs and then something completely unrelated happens. Oh, you're right.
So the butterfly effect is a butterfly flaps its wings on the other side of the world and a tsunami hits our coast.
Yeah, that's like okay. So this is a ripple effect. So what I think is that we're either smashing up against different timelines, and that our timeline, because you and I... know that Tom Cruise had sunglasses, mm-hmm. but apparently in this reality, they didn't, or
so
he didn't.
We're from the same realities, which is good.
I don't know, because you said what was the one that we disagreed on? Mirror, mirror. Mirror, mirror.
Magic
on the,
mirror.
Yeah, it's mirror, mirror. You said mirror on the wall.
But if you're bumping up against these realities so much, there's no way you can keep track of yourself.
It'd be really hard if you're like, meow, meow, okay. meow. Or there is actual time travel happening.
So one of the two. Mm-hmm. So, but that's it. One or the other. There's no other explanation.
And it has nothing to do with your memory.
You heard
systems.
It here from Jesse. So it has nothing
Isn't
to do with
that
memories.
Crazy, though?
But even if it is your memory, just the way your memory works is so foggy and manipulative. Mm-hmm. That who knows what's really happened in your past.
Well, and they've already, I mean, scientists are already coming up or have come up with this theory that time is actually not linear. And so, like, if everything's happening all at the same time, then it would make sense that, like, we're going to have some confusion amongst all of the pieces, right?
This is blowing my mind. So mm-hmm. why are we even doing successful habits? None of this matters? Is
no,
that where we're going?
Everything matters.
Oh, wait. We need to be extra successful because everything matters.
Everything.
All right. I
no,
like too.
You can still be a good human and be the best version of yourself in this one so that when you mesh up against the other timeline, they're like, bonus, I won
because that's what you want to do. Yeah. When your other timeline smashes up against you and it's yourself being all bummy and not very successful.
Yeah.
You say, well, I'm glad I'm the successful one.
Mm-hmm. And of course, like if maybe there's like a choosing time frame, like the other Jesse is just really depressed or angry or something.
And maybe those other timelines are pruned.
Yeah.
And they're like, just nope. Take the most successful you. Mm-hmm. So you better be the most successful version of yourself or you're getting pruned.
I might not be the most successful version
no,
of myself.
No way. We are lazy. It's okay. All right. I like this one. This is great. I'm going to go and research more. The Mandela effect.
Yep. Okay. And it was based on Nelson Mandela's, he's a human rights activist. And there's truly two subsets of the population that believe he died in the
80s. I went to his funeral in the 80s.
And yeah. And then 2013. Okay. Isn't that wild?
Super wild. Okay. Well, there you go. That's the question. Mm-hmm. That's the quiz.
Yep.
100%. Always 100% and gold stars across the board. Yep. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining. That was the Jesse Asks Ty.